question was asked, what are we supposed to learn from the count of the Jewish people? So I'd like to dedicate our learning tonight to an alumnus of ours, Daniel Paltzik, Daniel Ben Zion Ben Masha Tova, who learned here almost a decade ago. And he once pointed out to me that the Pasuk describes in the Navi that Hashem gives a name to every star, Lechulam Shemot Yikra. Hashem gives a name to every star. And he said to me, Toda Rabba, he said to me that when he reads in Arvit, the first blessing of Kriyat Shema in Arvit, so he has in mind that Pasuk, when he reads the words, Umsader et hakochavim b'mishmerotehem barakia. Hashem arranges the stars, each one on its guard in the heaven. Each one has its guard duty, its set place. So Hashem is described as Hashem Tzvakot. Hashem is in charge of all these armies of stars. And each one has a name, and each one is given by Hashem a specific guard duty. Hashem tells him when to come out, when to go in, what to do. So he pointed out to me this important point in our tefillah, the attention Hashem gives to each star, which in turn points back to us. The idea that billions of people have crossed this planet, and yet every person has a specific place by their Rimon Shalom. We speak about the stars, and that reminds us of our place. Rav Shlomo Fisher once explained that part of the purpose of the count is to show each individual their importance. I've had opportunity to speak before groups of children. Sometimes there are 5, sometimes there are 10, sometimes there are 30. One of the tactics I try to do when I speak before children is before I start, I say, can every person tell me their name? Man knows I do that around here too. And there's a big effect when you talk to a crowd. You're blocking the camera. If you're talking to a crowd and you're just talking to the crowd, you have no idea who they are. They're all anonymous. But before you start, you say, could everyone tell me their names, please? You've just begun by being personal. Everyone got a chance to tell their name. So when it's small children, it makes them very happy that they got an opportunity to talk. Because in class, kids are supposed to be quiet. And if you start the class with giving a child an opportunity to talk, so most children get a very big satisfaction when they get to say their name. You see different children, how proudly they say their name. I am Tommy McGiffin, and I'm 6 years old. You see them, they're like, I got to talk, okay? But the truth is all of us, we all get a certain satisfaction from being able to say our names, and it automatically creates a connection. So the count, Rav Shlomo Fisher explained, was also to show a personal connection to each person. Everyone got into the count, everyone who had a certain role in Am Yisrael. So the Torah gives us this picture of called Yotzei Tzava, everyone that comes to the count, everyone that's enlisted, everyone that's part of the draft. So they get counted, and the rest of the family comes along. Later on, we'll count the families, we'll count the family members. That's a different count. There is relevance in the sense, on the basic level, technically you want to plan your army, you need to know how many people you have. And on a different level, you also have the relevance of how you're going to divide the land of Israel. Ultimately, the land will be divided through these people.